The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. There is a kingdom or a world, and you could say a new government or a new world order just around the corner. It's called the Kingdom of God, which will replace the kingdom of Satan on this earth. And you will hear, listen, and obey truth, God's word, God's way of life. You will even be obeying and keeping the Sabbath commands of God. You will be trying to live by every word of God, or you won't be around. Now, you should be doing that today, and it would be a different world if the whole world was doing that, and it certainly would be a different nation if our nation would practice living by God's word. In Psalm chapter 40, verse 11, I want you to notice the attitude that will be prevailing in this new kingdom that's coming to this earth. Psalms 40, verse 11, "Do not withhold your tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let your loving kindness and your truth continually preserve me." What an attitude that is, and that's the attitude that you will have in the world tomorrow, in God's world. And that's the attitude that you should have today. We don't believe in living by the truth in this world while Satan and man is ruling this earth, and we aren't being preserved too well. We are in the process of being destroyed. We are in the process of destroying ourselves and will if Christ doesn't stop us and save us from ourselves. This verse that we have just read describes the attitude you will have in this new world. I have that attitude now. I hope you do also. Listen to this verse again in Psalms 40, verse 11. "Do not withhold your tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let your loving kindness and your truth continually preserve me." My friends, that's a prayer that you should be praying today. It says, "Do not withhold your tender mercies from me." And if there ever was a time that America needs the mercy of God, it is today. It continues, it says, "O Lord, let your loving kindness and your truth continually preserve me." Yes, it's God's word. It's God's truth that would preserve us. My friends, if our leaders had this attitude, we would not be in the terrible shape we are in today. America is crumbling, and it's all because we are trampling all over truth, just as God said we would be doing in this latter day. In Isaiah chapter 3, verse 12, God has this to say, "As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them." How true that is today, and this is an end-time prophecy for America today. "O my people, those who lead you cause you to err and destroy the way of your path." Could this be speaking about America today? Yes, my friend, it is speaking about America today and other Israelitish nations such as the British people. In Isaiah 9 and verse 16, God continues, "For the leaders of this people cause them to err, and those who are led by them are destroyed." God knows what's happening in the world today. He knows what's happening in America today. He knows what you're doing today. And He will hold leaders, political and spiritual leaders, responsible for their actions. There was a time when nothing but truth lived and prevailed in heaven and on earth. And who knows for how many years, how many millions or billions of years, this was the case. That time is coming again. But we know it's not here today. Who is the originator of lies, falsehood, a counterfeit religion, and all the evils on earth? Jesus Christ knows, and He tells us who it is. Notice what Christ had to say in John chapter 8, verse 43. He's talking to the Jews of His day, the religious leaders of His day. He said, "Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word." Yes, Christ knew that this world and His world that He lived in at that time weren't able to listen to truth. And He goes on and He tells us why, and we will answer that and tell you why in this program. Christ asked the Jews in His day why they didn't understand His words, which He spoke in person. Then He told them why they didn't understand Him. He said, you are not able to listen to my word. In other words, you aren't able to listen to truth. God's word is truth, as God has stated in John 17 and verse 17, where he says, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Christ asked God the Father to sanctify those who believe and obey the word of God by his truth. Set them apart by his word, his truth. Christ is speaking about people that's able to listen to truth and live accordingly. Truth isn't all that easy to swallow, especially when it doesn't agree with your views and your lifestyle or your customs and what you've grown up believing or what your parents believed and practiced, or if you are deceived about something that isn't truth. It's not all that easy to give up your views and ways, even if they are wrong. That's why Christ told the people of his days they weren't able to hear or take the truth. Are we any different today? No, my friends. We have the same human nature as they had back at that time, and we aren't any different today. We, America, we, this world, don't want to hear truth, and we don't want to listen to truth when we hear it. In John 17 and verse 18, Christ continues, as you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. That is, those that understand and speak his truth and live his truth. Christ came proclaiming and preaching the word of God, the truth, and he said to God the Father in the real Lord's Prayer in John chapter 17, that I'm sending the disciples into the world with truth. Very few believe Christ and listen to him as he spoke the truth. That is evident by the fact that on the day of Pentecost, there were only 120 disciples that had believed Christ and lived by his word. So ever since the time of the New Testament era of the Church of God, there has only been the few in comparison to the world population that have believed and lived by the word of God. John 17 and verse 18 continues, as you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. And Christ knew there would only be a few who would believe and live by the word of God, the truth. Listen to his words in Luke chapter 12, verse 32. Do not fear, little flock. Christ is speaking to the church here, the true church of God, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Yes, Christ knew that it would only be a few that would be qualified for the kingdom of God when he returns to establish the kingdom of God on this earth. That's the way it is today, because this world and our nation doesn't want to hear truth. Just as God said, we want to hear smooth things, and we heap up teachers having itching ears. Notice these words inspired by Jesus Christ in Isaiah chapter 30, verses 8 and 9. Now go write it before them on a tablet, and note it on a scroll, that it may be for time to come, forever and ever. This is a prophecy for our day, my friends, that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children who will not hear the law of the Lord. You know, God hit the nail right on the head, didn't he? Ask yourself, do you hear his law? Do you believe his law? Do you live by his law? This is a prophecy for the latter days to the house of Israel, America, and the British people. How accurate. God always hits the nail right on the head. In Isaiah 30, verse 10, who say to the seers, that is to the ministers, do not see, and to the prophets, do not prophesy to us right things, speak to us smooth things, prophesy deceits. God isn't just speaking to your neighbor or your spouse or any and everyone except you. He is speaking to you, to me, and everyone that have the attitude of, I think I'm okay the way I am. And that's the way the world thinks today. We're okay the way we are. We don't listen, and we don't need to listen to truth. We don't need to change. God is describing the world, and especially the house of Jacob, the house of Israel, which two of those nations are the United States and the British people. America began with the attitude of reverence and obedience to God. We pretty much kept that attitude for 200 years. But we are as far from listening to the word of God, the truth today, as the East is from the West. We are also that far from even wanting to obey his word, which is truth. but we have leaders approving and encouraging people to do things which God said are an abomination in His sight. That's how far from the truth and from God we are. The words and actions of our people, including political, financial, and spiritual leaders, prove we are drifting, and I think I should say racing, not just drifting, farther and farther away from God and His Word, His truth. How far from God can we get? We can and will get farther from our Maker. That's the path we are on. And the Bible, God's Word, tells us that, and it will happen. Yes, God's Word tells us that we're going to get so far from God that we don't even recognize that there has ever been a God. Our wounds and problems will become more and more severe. That is in the process and has been for several years. Listen to a prophecy which God inspired 2,000 years ago for our day, this end-time generation. Read it for yourself. It's found in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, beginning verse 1. Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to Him, we ask you, many have preached Christ is coming. Many have said it might happen tomorrow or even tonight. Some have set definite dates and waited in a certain location for Christ to return. It hasn't happened. But when it does, I can tell you Christ isn't coming in 2013 or 2014 or 2015 and probably for a few years after that. But it is very soon, and it will occur when least expected, according to Jesus Christ Himself. I know many things will happen before Christ returns, according to the Word of God. I also know what many of them are that has to happen before Christ returns. In 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 2, he says, Paul says, not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter as from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Paul said you can expect something drastic to happen before the return of Jesus Christ. And in verse 3, he tells us of one of those things which has to happen before Christ returns. And when it does, if you aren't deceived, you will know Christ's coming is very near. Verse 3, let no one deceive you in any way, for that day will not come unless the rebellion comes first, and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of perdition. Paul is speaking about the fact that this world is going to completely rebel against God and His Word, the whole world. There will be no truth left except for a very, very few that are still living by God's Word. We'll pick this up in our next program. It's very important that you understand this. In the meantime, we have a couple of booklets that you should request. Paul and the Law, Understanding the Hard Sayings, and What is the Real Gospel Truth? The two booklets, Paul and the Law, Understanding the Hard Sayings, and What is the Real Gospel Truth? And all you need to do to receive those booklets, just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or order online, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and have a good day, my friends.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.